Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Little Todd, I've been bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. I hope you hope sunshine comes through your window today on this Memorial Day. That's what we're celebrating. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Having a great visit with our good friend Ken Davis, Kenneth C. Davis, the author of Don't Know Much About History and America's Hidden History, A Nation Rising. Ken, that's the new one, right?
Nation Rising is the newest one, although the little bit of news I can give you is that Don't Know Much About History, the original book in start of the whole series, is going to be reissued next month, in a few weeks actually, in a new revised, updated, expanded
edition. Right.
So covering the last 10 years in particular.
Great.
Rather extraordinary period in our nation's life.
Folks, you're going to want to make sure you get that book. In fact, buy two, because you're going to want to give one away, but you don't want to give yours away. And that particular series has sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. So make sure you get that. Hey Ken, we're talking about Memorial Day, and right. I was saying in the previous segment that I called it a very American holiday. And when I say that, by that I mean, even though I know other people do things around in other parts of the world to remember their dead, the way we do it, I mean, it was, as you pointed out in the last segment, it originated in America. The purposes of it, it was truly a grassroots, or should I say a floral roots occasion, and that grew into something very celebratory and very, and now it's an official national holiday with its own
correct.
Date.
Changed from Decoration Day, which was the informal name, to Memorial Day, and eventually a national holiday. That it's interesting when you look back at the records of how this was celebrated. By the turn of the century, as the Civil War generation died off after 40 or 50 years, the holiday had sort of already become the first picnic of the summer. And then, of course, World War I comes along, and people realize we need a holiday not only to recognize the Civil War dead, but all of those who gave their lives in service to the country. So World War I kind of brought it back, and of course, World War I ended in November 11th, that is the Remembrance Day for many other countries. We used to call it Armistice Day here, now it's Veterans Day. So the big difference between Veterans Day, which honors all veterans, living and dead, and Memorial Day, which is specifically designed to honor those who gave their lives to the country.
Right, absolutely. And in a lot of parts of the country, as you use the term Decoration Day, that's what happens. Is this is a, even as we speak, Ken, in who knows countless communities, there are families having reunions right now. Memorial Day or Decoration Day is a wonderful time for those families to get together and come from all over the place to have a meal and to visit the graveyards, to get them cleaned up. And they actually do that, don't they? Clean up the graveyard, the ones, especially the ones that are out in the country that aren't always, you know, they're not the municipal graveyards. Clean them up, put flowers on them, get them ready for the summer, and so to speak, and then just have a little reunion. It happens all over the place.
Very true, and in some respects, it's people have taken the idea of Memorial Day and kind of generalized it to a day of, to remember the dead. And as much as we honor and appreciate that idea, Memorial Day, in its truest meaning, is a day meant to honor those who sacrificed their lives for the country. Lincoln said, of course, in the Gettysburg Address, the greatest speech about this subject, I think, that these honored dead shall not have died in vain.
Right.
So that's certainly what we're thinking about. Of course, Gettysburg was the first sort of formal, official national cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
You may be aware there's a show tonight on the History Channel about Gettysburg, gotten great reviews. I have not seen it yet. I probably plan to watch it tonight.
We watched something last night about the surrender and on the History Channel about Lee and Grant, and very interesting how the two of them went back and forth and how you know civilized the two of them were about the whole process.
It was, you know, it was still the 19th century. Those
chivalry ideals, and
those kind of European ideas of tradition and honor and duty were still very, very powerful. Even though the Civil War was very much a modern war in the sense of its brutality,
mm-hmm.
These and Lee in particular was known as a just a courtly gentleman, and there's no question that he had many admirers on both sides.
Yep.
He had been offered the job
right.
of running the Union Army just before the war broke out
mm-hmm.
by President Lincoln. He said he could not raise his sword against his native Virginia. So, terrible time in our history. I mean, we talked today about how the nation is divided. It's that's a joke, in essence, when you look back at the deep divisions of the Civil War era and how long they lasted in this country. We talked briefly about how the Memorial Day divided North and
mm-hmm.
South, but those divisions lasted for well over a century.
Well, you know, Ken, the reason that I don't mind the Decoration Day thing being part of Memorial Day, because I think there's one graveyard that's way back in the hills where some of my ancestors are buried. And the family gets together there. The bunch of the folks still to this day get together there on Memorial Day, calling it Decoration Day. And while they're there, many of the people buried in that grave, in that cemetery, are veterans of war. Some of them all the way back to the Civil War. So whatever it takes to get people there, and to do something other than just focus on themselves. I don't care what they call it, as long as they're doing it. 10 till. Right back with Ken Davis. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.